I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. There's a Kansas City podcaster that's stealing your bit about Ovi. He's using it on Patrick Mahomes, EB.
Well, it wasn't a bit. I mean, and you still see it occasionally with Ovi. I mean, Ovi's just a large dude, yep. And it always just throws you because he's an elite athlete. He's arguably the greatest athlete to ever come out of this town. And you'll see him on the beach, and he, you know, he looks like me.
You saw the recent picture of Ovi where he's
I saw him working got a group out at of the guys. Gym.
No, I saw a picture where his maybe about six or seven guys, and he's in the middle.
I heard about it.
You know, it is what it is. I mean, he looks strong.
Yeah,
but he's just a big dude.
He doesn't look shredded at all.
He's not shredded, but you don't have to be shredded.
He doesn't necessarily look like a professional athlete.
That's possibly true. You don't have to be shredded like that. It's such a misnomer, especially at quarterback. It's so crazy. Like, remember how ripped Brady Quinn was?
Yes, of course.
That has nothing to do with the position.
Right.
Literally nothing.
So here's the...
Well, look at Will Levis, too.
Here's the rant from this Kansas City podcaster.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves, from that one place over in Leawood where he gets it all the time. It's time, dude. It's time. And this going to camp and getting in shape is like 1970s baseball. Nobody does that anymore. That's not how it works at the highest level. But it is the start, and it is time, and I can't believe he was on vacation with his family, and he's done nothing. So right. I can report, if you haven't seen the picture, I'm just reporting to you right now, he's done nothing but eat and drink this offseason.
All right, this guy's a clown. This guy's a clown just on this level. Pat Mahomes looks fine. But what is he talking about?
I tweeted a picture, at Junks Radio, give us a follow on X.
What is he
talking
about?
Look, he's not shredded. Peyton Manning wasn't.
Right.
Tom Brady was skinny.
Mahomes is never going to be shredded.
Yeah. He looks fine. He looks perfectly fine. I mean, does he have a six-pack? No. Who cares? Could he stand to lose 5 pounds off his belly? Yeah, he's fine. And he's played, by the way, at a very, very high level. What is he talking about? If the country looked like Pat Mahomes, we'd be way healthier.
That's a low bar for,
he looks
for
pretty good.
A Super Bowl MVP.
Dude, he looks fine.
He looks.
He doesn't look fat, though.
He doesn't look fat.
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't look silly for a professional athlete.
He's a little. He's hunched over to one side. Which is probably not the best.
You know what's
pose.
Not flattering about it? I know exactly what it is. Because I got the same problem.
Yeah.
That picture. The handles are out.
Yeah.
I mean,
the handles are out, and that makes it look unflattering.
A little bit, but they're not terrible, believe me.
Trust me, I got bigger handlebars than that, but
yeah.
But the hip area with The side handles.
I think he looks fine.
Okay, but if he said after,
that's not holding him back.
Mahomes wasn't great last year.
That's not holding him back.
Okay, I'm just saying, playing devil's advocate. If he wasn't great last year, they didn't win the Super Bowl, so they've themselves set a high bar. And he said this offseason I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get ripped. He's not ripped in shape and doing whatever Tom Brady's telling him to do, because he's saying, I've been talking to Tom Brady all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a Tom Brady body. That's a Taco Bell body.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
By gorditas.
Yeah. That's not that bad. I think it's a bad angle, the way he's like leaning over.
Yeah, but it's not new. I think he looks the same. This is an old picture. Okay, it's not new. It's just the way he is.
What's that picture? That's just his body.
I don't know. Yeah, he's been like, I've never seen a picture of him without a shirt where you've seen abs or any sort of musculature.
Yeah,
he's just not that type of guy, and it has not inhibited him. Now, the fear, I guess, from this podcaster is he's getting older, and maybe he's not putting in the time, but I don't know that that shows up. Last year, didn't they have a lot of problems with injuries at receiver?
Yeah, of course.
So,
but that podcaster has no idea what kind of workouts he does. He has no idea.
No, but what he's saying is that if Mahomes did vow to transform his body,
OV
he has.
OV would kill to look like that.
I actually would say they look similar.
Like that.
I'd say they look similar.
But maybe that body, maybe his body is a little bit better than last summer.
I think that body is fine. It's fine.
But maybe he's got, maybe he knows that Patrick is just eating junk nonstop.
I don't think that, no.
Just like we would know if like an athlete is drinking all the time nonstop and is not in shape or something, you know? Like we hear these things. He probably hears things.
Yeah,
they know
he seems
Patrick's
to know
eating.
His chicken spot.
Yeah,
he knows where he goes to pick up food.
Yeah,
it's tough to criticize Patrick Mahomes because he's one of the all time greats.
Right,
but he's not in. That's not a silly body.
Right, but shape, he might not ever have a silly body.
All right, but like,
well,
if you think about the top,
I'm going to be silly.
Yeah, that
that's the problem. Is that yeah. he said it's cut him up season. I'm going to get huge club. I'm going to do the big reveal, and then all of a sudden. Fart sound effects.
Yeah, that's where maybe he dug himself into a hole. But what I would say is, if you took the top quarterbacks in the game right now,
yeah,
and they were all shirtless, I don't think Joe Burrow's ripped. He's probably going to look pretty thin. Lamar Jackson, I don't know, is musculature. I'm not saying that none of them necessarily have dad bods like Patrick Mahomes. But nobody's shred like
most
that's not what quarterbacks
would kill for that bod.
That's not what quarterbacks
would kill for that bod.
That's not what quarterbacks do. You don't need to get all jacked up. Like you just mentioned you Brady Quinn and Will Levis. Think about the years between those guys.
Yeah.
Most quarterbacks, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning.
I'm looking at Joe Burrow shirtless right now.
Yeah,
he's silly.
Does he look?
Yeah, he looks silly.
I just figure he looks thin.
That body has been to 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, Whatever. I think Ovi looks way chunkier. And especially when we saw him in a towel years ago and we were poking fun at him. Way bigger than Mahomes. And even then, we got a lot of blowback for poking fun at Ovi.
I always said that when Russ Wilson got fat, he stopped being good. He started getting huge and lifting all the time, got a big fat face, eating 10,000 calories a day. That's when he started sucking.
So where do you see the Joe Burrow pick? I want to look at it.
I'm Googling these quarterbacks shirtless.
Is it just Joe Burrow shirtless?
Yeah. I'm looking at Josh Allen with his new wife at a pool shirtless.
I would believe Josh Allen would look. I didn't bring him up because he just seems like he seems like a horse.
So Joe Burrow has done a body transformation, though, because
yes,
when he was at LSU and was that him at LSU? When he had the cigar in his mouth?
That was Mac Jones.
That was Mac Jones, yeah.
Mac Jones got grilled, remember, by everybody.
Totally.
I don't think it's a big deal, but there may be something underlying, which we don't know about his work ethic, that this guy might be, you know, he's saying, and they had a disappointing year. They were in the Super Bowl.
He's not in the bodybuilding business.
Correct.
He's in the NFL to break down defenses. And throw touchdowns and create some space with his legs, which he can obviously still do all of that.
I mean, he goes to the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, I think every single year. This is crazy.
Which is kind of funny about this Kansas City radio host. Yeah. Is what people are saying about him is that he himself used to be a big fatty, but he's on Ozempic.
Oh, he is.
And now he's shaming
everybody. So now he's killing people.
That's like what Drabby's doing with his hair. He's pointing out all these bald donks around.
Right.
How is the hair going, by the way?
It's going great. It's going good. Starting to, it's shedded a little bit like it's supposed to, and it's starting to come back in a couple months. End of summer, we'll be looking silly.
Oh, really? By the end of summer?
Well, I mean, you'll be able to see the regrowth.
Yeah.
Will it cover up the back part? Like,
the crown?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't do a transplant there yet.
Right, but will this, as it grows, are we going to let it grow long to cover it up? Like almost do like a comb over bit?
No, I'm not going to do a comb over bit. We're doing all kinds of non-surgical treatment for it.
Can you tell if that's worked yet?
Yeah. No, it is. It's getting thicker back there.
Oh,
for
really?
Sure. I take a lot of pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're on a good pace.
Do you have your wife constantly take pictures of your head?
No, I just take selfies of myself.
How do you do it? You just put your head down?
A mirror or put the phone above your head.
Right. Okay, I've never done it.
Hey, Jalen Hurts might have one of the best QB bods.
Well, Jalen Hurts is going to be...
Well, he's a notorious beast in the weight room.
Yeah.
But you can look at guys... I haven't looked... But Jared Goff is probably not some sort of shredded guy.
No.
Jalen Hurts is... going to look good.
Jalen
Hurts thin.
Is a freak. But Jalen Hurts is a notorious freak in the weight room, too. Jalen Hurts could be a freaking model. He looks that... jacked. I think it's unfair.
He's a big squad.
Was it unfair when you called Ovi fat and out of shape?
Probably. Now, his production had dipped, and we were looking for a reason as to why the production had dipped.
Maybe you could say it was, but I felt justified because I didn't know he was that enormous. But he does plays at a high level despite it. At a high level.
JP's naming all of these quarterbacks, and I'm looking at a lot of them shirtless.
Yeah.
They all do look better than Patrick.
I'm not saying they don't look better than them, but I don't think they're like bodybuilding specimens. Like
Baker Mayfield looks a lot better than Patrick Mahomes without a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's also a little bit shorter.
Well, it's not a contest of who has the best body. Jared Goff looks like an average guy. Right.
Yeah. He looks like he has literally zero muscle tone. Now, this could be an old photo, but it's him like kissing his wife.
Do you think Matt Ryan was a great quarterback in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly with the Falcons. He was just a skinny guy, you know, that could throw the ball and was super accurate and was a very, very good.
He looks even thinner now. Yeah.
Is that Mahomes does make a lot of his bones running, but... You know, he's never been based on like being some sort of high speed guy. He's just incredibly nimble.
He's crafty.
Smart. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a little unfair, and especially for Ozempic boy to be taking shots at him.
It's the thing. Look, Deebo Samuel's faced this during the entire offseason.
Right.
I saw Deebo Samuel 2 feet away from me.
Yeah. And how did he look?
Jacked.
Yes, of course.
And then you saw the video, and you talked about him on
beforehand, you know, going to training camp, that was a topic. Mm-hmm. So I paid attention to what he looked like.
Did you guys, was I away I was like, when that came out, that video? Was I away?
Probably.
When he was crushing that treadmill?
You're always away.
was I not here? Because that should have eased any questions.
JP saw him, he was 5 feet from him and said he looked unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a thin, you know, he doesn't have the body type of Justin Jefferson.
He's a big bone guy.
Like, if people are going to be upset, like, there are different types of receivers. He's not a Justin Jefferson body type.
Yeah, but even still, when you saw that video, you're like, okay, he can move.
I can see why he plays running back. He's a tank.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get in front of him. And I saw kickoffs that he returned, and you know, they were taking turns.
Yeah.
You know, it was at a distance. But I saw him take one to the house. I was like, they're saying he's slow because he did not look slow to me.
Right. I think I think Patrick Mahomes. How old is Pat? Is he about 30?
Yeah,
right around
probably.
There. I still think he's at the
29.
I still think he's at the peak of his power.
29. I see it here. 29.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for quarterbacks. Mahomes can get away with it. I don't. Debo's going to have a much bigger problem if he's actually fat and out of shape.
Mahomes can get away.
Do you think that Debo is, though, after you saw the video of Debo hauling ass on that treadmill?
He loves social media videos. He loves the treadmill. I don't know.
You seem like you're leaning towards Debo's fat. You're leaning towards buying that.
Here's what I'm buying. When the other NFL players called him fat, that kind of raised my eyebrow. I don't know. It's tough for me. I don't know. I mean, his old teammates defended him. George Kittle said that he's. Mm-hmm. But when T.O. said he's fat and Brandon Graham said he's fat.
T.O. was a clown.
I don't know.
Brandon Graham. I mean, this guy's 20 years removed.
And T.O. was a specimen. He was a unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing shirtless. Bench presses with the media out in front of his house.
Right. It will be a fun storyline either way.
I think he's going to be fine. He just has to stay healthy.
I will say I did notice after the initial video came out where he was lumbering down the field and looked fat.
When they were going through the motions in the drill. Yeah.
That all of a sudden there was a social media blitz to put out videos of him looking fast and unfat. He doth protest too much.
He does, or the team is just trying to tamp that down. That video where he was on the treadmill hauling ass, was that on his
own? He's on 2x speed.
Huh?
They sped up that video.
Yeah, please. Please.
Yeah, just wait till he gets on the field in regular season.
Yeah, he's going to be
fine. No one's going to call him fat.
Yeah. On the field for six games?
Were people calling Big Ben
that
fat?
That could be an issue.
I mean, Big Ben
is a stud.
Stud.
But he was never ripped.
Big Ben,
he looked chubby,
way bigger than Pat Mahomes.
Right.
I'm the only guy still saying.
Which picture are you looking at? Can you flip your computer?
I think Mahomes looks pretty good.
It's the one
this
with
is
his
from
wife.
A guy that's old and washed up.
Yeah,
I think he looks good.
Average.
He does. That's not average. Go to the beach.
I know. I mean,
you should see the elephants at the beach.
The guys who should not have their shirts off.
The guys I see at the beach. There's two categories. Jacked guys on testosterone and everybody else. And everybody else, you know, looks like us.
Mm-hmm.
Or way worse. Way worse. That's what I see. Just tanks. but I mean that in an unflattering way.
Look, what would you rather have? A chubby quarterback like Patrick Mahomes or Tim Tebow?
Right, I don't want Tebow. I don't want Brady Quinn.
Right,
you know, Brady Quinn's a great guy. Been on the show a million times. You know, I'd rather have the guy. If that's a dad bod, we all should go out there and make babies. I think he looks great.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. But remember, we got Mike Rizzo for an exclusive interview coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, our exclusive interview with Mike Rizzo. He's been nice enough to join us. Of course, he's been a regular on the show for years, joining us Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. But since he's been fired, we didn't know whether he would join us this week. But he's going to join us coming up in about 35 minutes. So you don't want to miss Mike Rizzo, former president of baseball operations and GM of the Washington Nationals. All right, let's get in the entertainment page.
All right, guys, I'll tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website at bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention your boy. Promise you'll be satisfied and they'll take care of you. We did mention this the other day. The box office Jurassic World Rebirth was number one, but I guess it actually surpassed the initial estimates. They thought it did maybe $80 million for 3 days, $135 million for 5 days. No, they're saying it actually grossed $147 million domestically over the 5 days. And I believe when you look at the international gross. I mean, you're talking about several hundred million dollars. So the fourth installment of the Jurassic World series, killing it. Anybody
I think I heard Valdez say saw it.
Did you see it, Valdez?
Sorry, which one?
Jurassic.
Yeah, well, I saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see it now in your number little thing?
No, it was much better.
I think I want to see it.
It's because
I like the others. I like the other.
You know, it's very entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So you liked it?
I liked it. I give it
how many crab claws?
I give it 3.75. It's not quite a four, but it's better than a 3.5.
How smoking hot is Scarlett?
Oh, she looks great.
She's awesome. Love her. I think I want to see it, though.
Did you, Valdez, was it Drab that said he saw F1? Did you see F1?
I saw F1. I gave it 4 out of 5.
So, okay.
I loved it. Great sports movie, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It flew by.
Did you see it on the big screen, or did you do one of the number things?
No. I'm a big screen guy. Movies that I like, that are blockbusters.
How much did you spend when you went to the theater? Did you go by yourself? You brought your wife?
No, I went by myself, actually.
You did?
Well, I don't mind that.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't remember. I have a free
coupon.
Did you buy
anything?
No, I had a free coupon.
So you had a free coupon, and
I got a soda, Diet Coke.
You got like a $9 soda.
Yeah.
Did you get any popcorn?
No.
Did you get any like goldfish or anything?
Nope.
Swedish,
no candy, no
Swedish
popcorn,
goldfish or whatever.
Zero calorie Diet Coke.
How many times did you have to leave to go pee?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Got a tiny bladder.
See, that's what you're asking, what you do when you know there's storms coming? Go see a movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, you know what's getting a lot of hype, though?
What did you do before you were golfing? Because golfing is really the last 2 years for you.
Yeah.
When you would get home at 11 o'clock.
I don't know.
He'd go play online poker.
Yeah, that did for a lot. For
That's
for
way back.
Years. That was like 10 years ago.
You keep yourself busy.
But he wasn't playing golf. He was just going.
No, I mean, I played golf occasionally. I didn't play it like I have. I mean, I've been playing golf for 40 plus years. But just I've dedicated myself to playing like every day now.
So you liked F1. The next big movie, Superman. I saw the original with, I don't even know if that was the original, but the Christopher Reeve version. Mm-hmm. And then I watched kind of the reboot.
Hold on. What do you mean you don't know if that was the original?
Well, the TV was his dad. Like, I don't know what you refer to as the original movie.
Well, wasn't he the original Superman?
I think he was the original movie.
But wasn't
movie
he in more
one.
Than one movie or no?
Yeah. I'm just talking about he was the original Superman on screen.
Yeah.
Well, on screen... On TV, there was a different Superman.
Yeah, that's not what you're talking about. Yeah. But go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm saying that this I think is the third rendition, right?
There's been plenty, but this is a reboot directed by James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy. He's done a bunch of movies.
Yeah, he's definitely a hyped
he's
up
in highly
director.
Regard. This Superman is getting high praise. It's getting a lot of hype. People are saying it's like a throwback to. Like, what makes you feel good about these superhero movies? Like,
I saw, I didn't
it's
recognize.
It's not corny or stupid or anything like that.
Is it out this weekend? Or
it's out on
out?
Friday.
I didn't recognize the lead actor. I don't recognize the Lex Luthor guy.
No, they chose a nobody on purpose.
Yeah. I didn't recognize, I assume Lex Luthor's the other lead character.
I saw somebody tweeted about, and this is kind of the opinion that I've had for a long, long time, that like back in the day, when you'd think about, it'd be like Jurassic Park, or I don't even know Jurassic Park, but like Shawshank Redemption. They're just the quality of movies. Here's the tweet. In the 90s, going to the movies meant choosing between Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, Jurassic Park, or Lion King. Like,
that was one ridiculous year, maybe.
Yeah, but it's just not like that anymore. Maybe, I mean, this seems to be. These are some popular movies that are coming up right now.
Wow, Superman right now on Rotten Tomatoes, 85% from the critics, 95% from the audience. Right. Wow.
Might have Man, to go this see guy, it. This guy who's playing Superman, he hasn't been in a lot. David Corenswet, is that his name?
I almost like it better when it's someone
he
you
hasn't
don't
been
know.
In a lot.
Well, it's more believable that way, because then you can actually believe that's Clark Kent instead of Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually think it's better when it's someone you don't know. But what is this? What is the? Is there a particular storyline here?
I think this is the original.
Yeah, it's like a reboot. They always reboot
So what do you mean? So I don't even know. What's the original sort of storyline of Superman? honestly.
Krypton, he gets here and he's got superpowers and he grows up in the Midwest and then he moves to Metropolis.
So it's just,
and then he starts saving the world.
The same stuff. Nothing new, not a twist.
I mean, I haven't read what the plot is, but
okay. All
right. If it's the original, they got to set it up, right?
I'd say my interest meter on Superman is like at a one.
I get so Rick when people say that. To me, Superman will always be the number one superhero.
He
I don't care
be,
about Nubs Batman or Johnny Come Lately, Iron Man. I don't. Superman is iconic. He's the ultimate, gives you hope, like Mr. America.
Yeah, but you're a grown man.
I don't care. He makes me feel like a kid. You aspire to be more.
Yeah, but good versus evil is timeless.
All right. I just, the superhero genre, it just, it's over my head. I don't get it.
I know. But, you were a basketball stud when you were young. You didn't have time for nerdy superhero stuff.
No, I think it's stuff for a kid. It's just, I loved Superman when I was a kid. I used to watch the Superman TV show all the time. Loved it.
So is baseball. It's for kids. And you,
maybe I'm out on baseball.
You know what? That's a point.
Kind of out on baseball too right now.
Yeah, he doesn't watch it.
Not much. No, but well, I think superhero is something that you, all that stuff. Like I loved that stuff when I was a kid. I watched cartoons. But don't you grow out of cartoons? Don't you grow out of
it? It's different. It's different than cartoons.
They make these movies in an adult way. I think Batman kind of changed it. The Batman Begins, which I don't think you ever...
Which one was that one? Who was that? I think Val Kilmer?
When you got into... No.
I think that was going to be your screening.
Yes, that was going to be your screening of your new theater.
Yeah.
He never watched it.
Yeah. I've watched plenty of movies in there. Maybe I watched it once, but whatever.
It's just something where you just forget about everything else in life and just it entertains you for 2.5 hours or 2 hours. And you just leave your brain.
Yeah, but so does like a courtroom drama.
Leave your brain in the car.
I know.
They don't make many courtroom dramas anymore.
Yeah, they never make those.
Hence my point.
I told you to go see the one that I saw last year. It's a courtroom drama. I forget what the juror number. I
get sized for like,
it's pretty
like
good.
A CIA movie or something.
Well, those shows are just on Netflix or on Paramount.
Yeah.
They don't hit the theaters anymore.
Valdez.
These are the type of movies that hit the theaters.
Valdez, I know
why don't you see your guy, TC?
Who?
Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible? Eh, I feel like I missed the boat on it.
He doesn't really care.
No, honestly, I'll be honest. What partly throws me is I like spending $50 to go see a movie.
It's expensive.
I have $50, but it throws me.
I hadn't been in a while, and Dylan and I went Saturday night, and I probably spent $100.
Yeah, I just
couldn't believe it. Now
I
he had that dinner,
it.
So he got chicken tenders and fries and soda.
Do they have the HD version yet on our little scam box thing that we have? Do they have an HD version of it?
You don't agree with Drab's premise though that certain movies like an F1, a Mission Impossible, you really should watch those on a big screen.
I know, but I got the 100 inches in my.
Yeah,
maybe mine's kind of like a little mini theater. It actually is pretty good. I got great sound in there.
Will you just bring food into the theater? Nobody cares. Go to Dollar General or whatever.
Yeah,
buy the box of candy.
I don't like the candy. I like the popcorn.
All right.
Well, bring popcorn
I like
in.
The one popcorn with the butt.
You're a millionaire.
I buy it.
You're
multi,
a millionaire.
Multi-millionaire. But I buy it. I do.
It's $12. What do you care?
No, but the whole thing is like $40.
Let's all pitch in and give Eric $60 so you can go to the movie and get popcorn.
I actually don't know what I'm going to do today.
You what?
Can only whistle for so long.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Unless you're Superman.
He's not going to do that.
Huh?
Or F1.
I might.
You're not going to the movies today.
What else am I going to do?
You're probably going to go out to the course because when you get home, it's going to be. The rain will hit around 4.
Might hit it 2 like it did yesterday.
All right. Well, you'll get 7 holes in.
I'll go dehydrate myself in the sauna.
When I complain about money, the next time I do, and Bickle says, what do you do? What are you going to do? Die with your money?
Yeah, yeah.
You can only.
Well, I used to have more money than I do now.
Just make sure you clip that.
No.
That he doesn't want to spend $50 on a movie.
But I'll spend $50 on dinner, or I'll spend $50 on whatever, a chipper from my. But I mean, it's just
all right. Dinner,
it depends. I don't like being. I feel ripped off when I spend $50 at a movie. That's all I'm saying. Like, I spend money. Believe me. I'm spending $2,000
well,
a month on my
get,
daughter's rent. She
but
didn't
if
even
you
live
like
there.
The movie, you shouldn't feel that.
I doesn't even live there. What?
If you like the movie, and you walk out of the theater going, "That was a good movie," the $50 shouldn't bother you. Same as dinner.
Maybe.
You know how overpriced dinners
are?
You know how overpriced a steak is and a sea bass?
I feel like it's ridiculous. I feel like a movie's worth $10. A movie's worth $10 to me. Popcorn's worth $5. Soda, $3.
Got to find a theater where
that's
they get
what I feel like a movie's worth.
$10 Tuesdays.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Ashburn. Robert, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
Hey, great.
What's up?
Big fan. I've been listening to you guys since I was a little kid. But I'm loving your talk about Superman right now. I actually own a comic book store in Ashburn.
Okay.
And I will tell
what's
you
your,
that
hey, comics. So what's your most expensive comic that you have? Do you have like the old ones?
No, I don't. I actually specialize a lot more in the modern stuff because new comics come out every week, every month.
Okay.
And so I get the new stuff. I get new comics every single Wednesday.
All right, so, and do you get all geeked up for it? Like you love it like you did when you were a kid?
I actually love it more now than I did when I was a kid.
Are you into collecting cards too, or no? You're just a comic guy.
I used to have a whole bunch of baseball cards from like 87, 91, but then
what about
kind of lost?
What about anime that's blowing up?
I'm not an anime guy because reading subtitles while watching stuff makes me fall asleep.
Right. Mm-hmm. How about this?
What comic series are you really into right now? And like, give us a quick synopsis of it.
So they did like kind of a dark reboot of the DC universe called Absolute. So there's an Absolute Batman, Absolute Superman, Absolute Wonder Woman. They rebooted the Ultimate Universe, and there's an Ultimate Spider-Man who becomes Spider-Man for the first time when he's in his 30s and has a family of four.
All right, so hold on. I have many questions. So are you...
I'm intrigued by that.
All right, hold on. Do you get these comics and then you actually like old school will read the comics, or do you get them just for a collector and so you're not even going to touch it?
No. So I new comics come out every Wednesday. Every Tuesday night, I take about 20, 30 titles home and read them so I can talk to my customers.
So you obviously don't have a wife and kids or anything, right? You never hit skins.
I have a girlfriend for 5 years and she's smoking hot.
Oh, really?
I don't believe it.
I would have guessed invisible.
Smoking hot, supports me. She's a former derby girl, and she's hot. Guys.
What's a derby girl?
Like roller derby?
Well, yeah, she used to do roller derby.
So is she all jacked?
She used to be. She used to teach pole, but now she just goes to like one of those burn boot camps.
All right.
Have I ever met you out in Ashburn, you and your girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you find characters like Wonder Woman erotic, or
do
you...
I do not. No, I do not.
Yeah,
find them
ever
erotic.
Whistle to comics.
I have not. No.
Right.
All right. So you called to talk about Superman. Should we be into the new Superman movie?
So here's what I'll say. I'll say that this Superman has given like it's more positive than any of that Zack Snyder stuff. It feels like we've been brought back to like the Christopher Reeve era of hope. Like you guys were saying earlier, like hope is one of the main themes of this one, and they really have brought it back and give us something to be excited about.
Got you. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Good luck to you, man.
EB, you can see Mission Impossible, Montgomery Mall, 12:15.
What? How much? I'm definitely be hitting balls at that.
I think it's like 15.
Yeah. 15 bucks.
See, he's what did he say?
What?
You're going to be out hitting balls. I told you that's what you're
going to
do.
I am before the rain hits.
Right.
And then I'll be wondering what I'm going to do all day. Because you know my family's in New York. They're
his
not
default
home.
Is he ends up shopping. Like instead of seeing a movie, he'll just like kill like an hour at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, I usually don't buy anything. I just wander around. I'm a wanderer.
You're still on. So you're on 39 days, no cocktails.
Yep.
Impressive.
There's no end date in sight.
I know, you're just not.
I might end tonight. There's no end date. I have no plan.
Yeah, I doubt you would tonight. Maybe if you're out with your boys on the weekends, but not on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, but most of the time, his drinking at night wasn't with his boys. It was just solo.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That's true.
I drank because I wanted it to put me to sleep. And it turns out it ruined my sleep. And I'm having a hard time getting back. I had a better night last night. So I'm scared to drink again because that's just going to keep ruining my sleep forever. Like, it's kind of scary. I don't know. It's not good for you.
Any sort of, it's probably too early to tell, any sort of help with that red light thing? You have no idea.
I have that thing on, but I don't think it does anything. I don't think it does anything. But I don't. It's not like I stare at it. I just I just put it on. Look at my phone, which is not supposed to be good.
Yeah,
for you.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, we got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we were talking about the Superman movie and EB's not into it. It's funny. I watched a little of the show with Owen Wilson on Apple called Stick Golf. And I kind of enjoyed it.
It's like a spoof, though, right? It's like a goof.
It's like a, yeah.
It's a goof.
And
I
can tell Valdez hates it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of his, because he's more of a golf purist.
Yes.
Like, the golf definitely doesn't look good. Like, even when they show the ball going into the hole, like on putts, it looks
terrible. Yeah. I'm out.
The swing looks fine. The swings look fine. But I don't like it because the kid is, like, holing out every single tournament that he's doing. And also, the kid's character is kind of off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
At least to me.
Yeah.
So, it's supposed to be a goof, though, right?
I actually think it could be so much better than it is.
So it's kind of a Happy Gilmore-ish?
No, it's not even Happy Gilmore. It's like if Ted Lasso did golf.
Yeah, it's a poor man's Ted Lasso.
And it's trying to be funny as well as wholesome at the same time, and it's a very hard line to walk. I think this show would be so much funnier if it was almost like Bad News Bearish. Mm-hmm. Where you have this washed up golf pro, a la like Billy Bob Thornton looking guy, mm-hmm. who's just drinking out on the course, you know, maybe he's a little inappropriate at times.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be done a lot better.
I don't know. I found it funny how irritated he was by the play. But you know what? I hadn't seen like really anything in TV in a while, and it was just kind of an escape for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I didn't mind it so much. He hated it.
All right. You know what? We got 10 minutes until Rizzo calls, okay? But let me give you a few more EP stories. You guys good with that?
Yep.
Valdez, what's going on with Sydney Sweeney? She's there are pictures of her, it looks like, performing karaoke with fans. This is your girl.
Yeah, she was out doing karaoke.
Is she a woman of the people?
Looks like it. There is a lot of chatter online.
Yeah.
Calling her Midney Sweeney. Because she doesn't look that great in the pictures.
I mean, she doesn't look like a superstar. She looks like a very attractive girl.
But I think that's why a lot of people find her attractive, is that she's this Hollywood superstar.
Would Mike Marr go up to her if you were out and about?
I think that's one of her finest qualities besides her rack, is the fact that she looks like someone you could talk to.
All right, but what if you knew it was Sydney Sweeney? Would you go up to her, or would that hold you back, Mar?
Shoot or shoot, man.
Yeah.
No one's off the table there.
Really? Now, but you'd have to have a couple beers, though. Would you do it sober?
Yeah, I'd have to have a couple, you know, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-shoes. I'd have to have a couple of those in before.
Why does he do that? Why does he do that chant?
Just random bits.
I know.
He likes just doing wacky bits. Yeah, get himself hyped.
They call drinking beers Hoosiers?
No, he's just doing frat boy chants.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Sydney, you want a Zen?
Yeah, right. Are you back on the Zens?
Not really. There's a time and a place. Like, but, you know, mostly just like weekends.
But you're not like every day. Like, you used to come in here with like a double decker every day.
No.
Those days
are behind me.
You have beaten the addiction.
Yeah, definitely. So now it's just picking my spots.
Right.
Trying to find good opportunities.
What's going on this weekend?
I'm going to be in Charlotte. I leave for Charlotte Friday at 6 a.m. and then I come back Monday.
That's with your old football buddy, and he's got some dough.
Party time. He's got a house down there.
A couple of us are going down. It's not just me.
Is going to be any ladies or just going to be a dude fest?
But he's got a girlfriend, so hopefully we can get put on to some friends there. I think one of the days on Saturday, we're going to just float on a lake where you get a tube and just it's like miles
Don't
and miles.
Don't you get really burned? You have to be careful, right?
Yeah, I got
you're pasty.
Exactly. A lot of sunscreen and rotation.
Yeah, right.
Do you get depressed when your contemporary has achieved a lot more than you because you talked about how great his house is. And
no, I get happy for my friends.
Okay. Yeah, you're happy.
Hey, when you work as a producer in radio, it's going to happen a lot.
Everyone passes you.
I still remember. He was lamenting, like going to his brother's new house.
Oh, my brother!
The first time.
My brother had just bought like a $1.3 million house.
He's killing it.
My brother does very.
What
well.
Does he? What does he do? What does your brother do?
I ran into his brother and his wife at Cava the other day. I was at Cava in Rockville, and I saw these people. I thought they were kind of staring at me, and. I just couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, the wife, she burst out the door when I left. She said, I thought I knew you. And it turns out it was his sister-in-law.
Oh, yes.
They were furniture shopping for their new mansion they bought.
They're not furniture shopping.
Well, they were out and about.
Got you.
Yeah, they were taking a break.
What does your brother do?
It's hard to explain, but he does some sort of sales for geological samples for groundwater stuff.
Oh, okay.
I can't explain it.
They're paying them well.
It's over my head.
Boring.
Sounds about boring. Yeah. I mean, you win a fun job. You have a fun job.
I'm talking about Sydney Sweeney's jugs.
Yeah. I mean, when you go out to like family events or whatever, more people are interested in your job than his job.
Oh, yeah. They want to know what's going on in radio.
Do you feel like you're the star of the family reunion or your brother is? Who's the star of the family reunion? Be honest.
His brother has a kid, though.
Two.
Yeah. Two kids. Wow.
So those,
But my brother's more successful financially.
But who cares?
I'm more successful socially.
Right.
Hey, but he's the.
Who's got a higher Q rating at the family party?
Yeah, exactly.
And you do.
Uncle Kenny has the highest.
He does.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't your brother have to ask you to join his golf team when he needed a ringer?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mentioned something about he wants to play more golf or something. He said something. I don't know.
That sounds like
it. Oh, he did.
Yeah. He's trying to play more golf.
That was a small talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But he can't. His hours are too great. He's probably working 10-hour days.
Yeah.
My brother? No, I actually think he's delegating
a lot?
Sales.
Sales
is very nebulous.
He's doing well.
He travels a lot for work, but also he works from home a lot. He does a lot of moving the mouse.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, should he get one of those things that moves the mouse for you?
Yeah.
It appears like you're working. We got to go?
I think so.
Dude, we got
five
the big
minutes away, people. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah,
got an exclusive interview. Mike Rizzo, recently fired GM and president of baseball ops of your Washington Nationals, will join us next here on The Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.